This is Paul Davey, Yield Point Specialist for Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan, along with Sierra Doctor. We begin with Harvest Hotline. Harvest Hotline brought to you by Amity Technology, the North Dakota Mill, Pivot Bio, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Chris Fallon farms near Halma, Minnesota, and is still plucking away at the soybeans.
So at home here, we're still on soybeans. We had kind of some wet weather last week and got things behind, of course, with the late planting. The soybeans were just finally ready about 10 days ago, but we're doing real well. We're probably about 70% done, but still have hundreds of acres to go. But it's going well, and the weather looks good. And even with a little shot of rain or something, I think after a day or sunshine, we'll be able to get it wrapped up. Overall, pretty respectable yield for everybody. You never want to advertise that it's real great, but everybody's very happy this year, and especially for a late planted crop. It's one of those kind of unique years where everything's been pretty good for everybody.
In the area, generally, soybean harvest is winding down.
The soybeans are definitely getting wrapped up. Obviously with sugar beet harvest, some growers have to put off soybean harvest and vice versa. But most people are getting soybeans about wrapped up. With a lot of growers are done, but there's still areas, and even like ours, where people still have a significant amount to finish, but things are looking good, and it's going fast now. Everything's dried down. We had our first hard frost a couple weeks ago, and with the generally pleasant weather, the soybeans have dried down. And because we were fighting some green plants a couple weeks ago, and those have all dried down now. And sugar beets are about wrapped up.
Valley United Co-op CEO Paul Coppins says farmers are making very good harvest progress in the Central Valley.
98% done on soybean harvest, and we're probably got a really good start on corn harvest. Maybe 25-30% done on corn harvest. Certainly with the open weather, the nice weather we've had, there's been very little slowdown. So it's up to this point here, it's been pretty frantic pace, I guess. So it's just a great harvest. It's just a great fall so far.
Coppin says corn quality has been very good.
I think we're probably averaging 56 pounds moisture-wise, anywhere from 14.5 to 18, probably an average in that upper 60s to 17 moisture. So it's just a great quality crop. The farmers are extremely happy with it.
Grand Forks, North Dakota farmer Paul Spruill wrapped up with sugar beet harvest and is working on the soybeans.
Right now we're harvesting soybeans. Hope to have those pretty much wrapped up by tomorrow, and then we're transitioning to corn. Seems like decent. Really dried down well. The moisture is lower than we care to have it, but it is what it is. Runs anywhere from 7-9%. Yields are, you see a lot of 30s, a few 40s. Not real robust, but still we got a good crop for the conditions of late planting season. I feel blessed that we got.
Spruill says sugar beet harvest went well, and the dry conditions pushed that along.
We got it done, and basically the best harvest that we've ever experienced. Lack of moisture for everybody in the valley, it helps to facilitate a very, very fast harvest and a clean harvest.
Franklin, Minnesota farmer Pat Sullivan is almost done with corn harvest.
Well, currently we're combining corn, and we're sitting about 82% done. And it's been running between that 16-18%. We kind of started a couple weeks ago when we got done with the bean harvest, and we've been kind of plugging away at it ever since.
Sullivan started on sugar beet harvest, but weather is working against him.
We also raised some sugar beets, and we got the lift yesterday because we were in a frost shutdown for freezing. And now today until Monday, we're on a heat shutdown. So we'll get to start back up Monday morning, and we're currently sitting about 80% done with our beet lift season.
Potato harvest is pretty much wrapped up across the Northern Plains. Northland Potato Growers Association's Executive Director Donovan Johnson says potato growers had a good year.
That turned out better than expected, given the late spring that occurred. Didn't really know what was going to occur at that point. Didn't know what the fall was going to be like, anything. But I can all say Definitely better than expected. And what a great fall we're having. Wow, we've been blessed.
But dry soil conditions did delay harvest in some areas.
When you go south of Grand Forks primarily, it was dry. There were some growers that are waiting for some rain that probably didn't come enough and decided to get out what they could. They didn't want to leave them in the ground, obviously, with bruising or skinning, those kind of things. But you go north of Grand Forks, there was an abundance of rain. So as many growers said, it was almost like perfect conditions for harvesting. So, like always, it's, you know, the difference of where you're under the rain cloud or not. But all in all, I think people are still thankful.
And that's Harvest Hotline, brought to you by Pivot Bio, Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, Amity Technology, and the North Dakota Mill.
Brazil's weather will remain mostly favorable for planting and crop development through the next week. World Weather Incorporated says rain is expected to develop in the center, west, and southern parts of Mato Grosso and spread throughout northeastern Brazil. Temperatures in Brazil will range from the upper 60s and 70s in the south to the lower 100s in the north. Rain is also in the forecast for most of Argentina over the next 10 days. World Weather says rain will be scattered and not well distributed, leaving the central part of the country with the least amount of moisture. Temperatures in Argentina will be mostly in the 70s and 80s, with a few mid-90s in the north.
Soybean planting is off to a good start in Brazil. Soybean and Corn Advisor President Michael Cordonier says it was a good week.
Two areas of concern. They got some excessive moisture parts of southern Brazil, and it's been dry in northeastern Brazil. But the longer-range forecast is calling for a drier south and wetter in the northeast, so maybe both areas might get what they want here in the next week or two. And Brazil continues to get off to a generally good start. And, you know, I have the Brazil soybean estimate at 151 million tons. And there's a couple estimates a little bit higher than me out there. So Brazil's getting off to a good start.
This is the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. World Weather Incorporated senior ag meteorologist Drew Lerner says rumors of moisture are fading as the system moves further north.
For the heart of the eastern Dakotas and western parts of Minnesota, we are expecting some rainfall, but changes have occurred overnight, sending our big storm system more to the northwest. So Montana, western parts of North Dakota, or maybe I should say northwestern parts of North Dakota, and Saskatchewan and western and central parts of Manitoba will be the areas that are most impacted by this storm. We do expect to see a lot of rain in those areas with a quick changeover to snow. And we're probably looking at 8 to 12 inches in general in those areas.
There are heavy wind gusts in the forecast for this weekend.
For the immediate listening area, I don't think we're going to see too much snowfall. Areas near and east of the Missouri River Valley, we'll see a little bit of a rain changing to snow mix, but I don't think there's going to be much accumulating snow. Maybe a dusting to an inch or two at the most. Today, for the most part, will be a dry day. We do expect, though, a deepening low pressure center to be present over Saturday and Sunday. We're going to see some pretty strong wind gusts going on Sunday. Those wind speeds will probably eventually get up to 50 miles per hour or higher, especially on the cold side of the storms.
October is the time period that sets the harvest price option for crop insurance for fall harvested crops. NAU Country Vice President of Farm Services Rich Morrison has an update.
Corn right now is at 686. That's up over 16% from where the base price was set. Soybeans are at 1379, and that's down about 4% from where the base price was set. So we got some varying things going on there. The sunflowers, they're up a little bit from about 5 to 6% from where the base prices were set back in the spring. So it's all over the board as we look at the different markets.
And soybeans have had a revenue decline since the spring base price was set, while corn has seen a price increase.
Certainly with corn, you would have to have a bushel loss because of the increase in price in order to have a revenue loss. But with soybeans, we could see some revenue losses without much of a drop in the yield. But, yeah, we're generally up about a dollar on the corn, and while beans are down about 40, 50 cents.
Grain shippers have faced poor rail service throughout 2022. The USDA Grain Transportation Report points to improvements in the second half of the year. As of October 12th, grain origin dwell times were down 43% from their peak in mid-May. However, dwell times are still up 35% from 1 year ago. Unfilled grain car orders were down significantly from the peak in late June, but up over 400% from the same time last year.
Volatility in the dollar index is allowing the grain markets to bounce off their lows. AgriSampo North America market analyst Sterling Smith says a volatile 140-point swing within 1 minute in the dollar index occurred this morning.
At 8 o'clock this morning, there was a tweet that came out from Dow Jones saying that the Fed was ready to hike rates 75 basis points in November, and then they would debate what they were doing in December. And we saw some instantaneous volatility that I have not seen since 2008. The interest rate market was trading at fresh highs for the move. The 10-year was trading at 4.33, and that's a fresh new high and looked like it was going to balloon higher. When this tweet hit, interest rates dropped immediately. The dollar reversed course. The S&Ps had had, we're looking at a pretty sizable loss. They were going to open 30 to 40 lower. All of that changed almost instantaneously.
Smith says the markets are beginning to calm down.
In the latest reporting week, BNSF Railway had nearly 1,300 orders unfulfilled for 1 to 10 days and another 400 unfilled longer than that. The weekly average dwell time was just shy of 16 hours. For the Canadian Pacific, there were nearly 360 orders unfilled for up to 10 days and another 140 orders past due for a longer period. CP's average dwell time was over 22 hours. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Let's catch up with Ag Week reporter Ann Bailey. Ann, what do you have for us on the cover of Ag Week?
The cover is about the great sunflower, edible bean, and canola crops, which ended up being not only better than expected, but bin busters in some areas, especially Cavalier County and up north. The canola and edible beans yielded much better than farmers expected. Canola, U.S.-wise, is a 3.0 billion-pound crop, which is a record breaker.
Was it mostly timely rains?
Just ideal conditions during the growing season. They got it in late. Some didn't get their crops in until June this year, as we know. But the growing season was warm, and they caught up the growing degree days. Some got the timely rains they needed. With sunflowers, the long roots helped them, and I think people are seeing what sunflowers can do now.
Been hearing most of the specialty crops had a good year.
Yes, and most people attribute that to the growing season and the varieties we have now, which are much improved over past decades.
Who are you featuring in the story?
I talked to Randy Meloff at the Langdon Research Extension Center and Roger Carrion up in Walhalla. We caught him when he was combining and he was delivering his beans to the plant in Walhalla. Lots of numbers in there. Good numbers.
Sounds interesting, Ann. Looking forward to reading about it next week's Ag Week. Let's check numbers here before we leave you. Minneapolis December wheat down 2.5 cents at 960. Chicago December wheat is a penny and a quarter higher, 850.5. Kansas City December wheat down 2.75 at 947. December corn's up a penny at 685. March up one at 691. November soybeans are 4.75 cents higher at 1396.25. March soybeans 4.75 higher at 1412.5. November canola is $12.80 a metric ton at $898.20 Canadian. December live cattle, 77 cents higher. November feeder cattle, $1.07 higher. December lean hogs are $2.22 higher. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.